Welcome to another episode of Journey from Grief to Healing. I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese. Are you old enough to remember vinyl records? Vinyl records came in different sizes. You could buy singles, and they were generally 45 RPMs. 45 RPM records generally carried the pop hits. They had a song on each side. If you liked the song you heard on the radio, you probably would go out and buy the 45 and take it home and play it on a record player. The record player had a needle that followed the grooves in the 45 vinyl. That's a long way from where we are today. Now we stream our music. We can listen to any song we want, anytime we want. We can repeat it as many times as we want. The vinyl records can help teach us a lesson about moving on. Every once in a while playing a vinyl record, the needle on the record player would get stuck in a groove. The same line repeats over and over again. You knew your vinyl record was no longer perfect, and there was no way to fix it. And the imperfections that caused the skip will always be there. We can become like that skip in the vinyl record if we're not careful. It happens when the only words our mind plays are the same words played over and over again. We become stuck in a dark place. We don't clear out rooms. Our homes become a museum to the one we lost. We live with past memories instead of creating new memories. Poet Christina Georgiana Rossetti offers us encouragement to let go of memories that hold us captive in her poem, Remember. Here is her poem. Remember me when I am gone away, gone far away into the silent land. When you can no more hold me by the hand, nor I have turned to go, yet turning to stay. Remember me when no more, day by day, you tell me of our future that you planned. Only remember me, you understand. It will be late to counsel then or pray. Yet if you should forget me for a while, and afterwards remember, do not grieve. For if the darkness and corruption leave a vestige of the thoughts that I once had, better by far that you should forget and smile than that you should remember and be sad. Rossetti's words, better by far that you should forget and smile than that you should remember and be sad, encourage us to grow, to live adventurously, to look forward, not backward. It's not physically nor emotionally healthy to be stuck in one place, thinking the same thoughts, feeling the same feelings, and not moving on. As humans, we have a choice. We can get stuck in the past and choose to stay there. When we choose to stay stuck, our growth stops. There is no homeostasis. That is, there is no even balance. We are either growing or we are declining. The choice is ours. If we choose to grow, it's not easy. There are always hills and mountains in front of us. There will always be obstacles and challenges. It's as if life wants to ask us if we're worthy to go on living. If we choose not to grow, the descent is equally rapid, and it accelerates as we decline. A friend of mine drove his family to the top of Pikes Peak in the U.S. Pikes Peak is 14,111 feet above sea level. There is a road to the top, and my friend's four-wheel drive made it all the way up there. I asked him how the ride was going down. He said they were required to stop halfway down to let the brakes cool because the descent was so rapid, and they constantly had to brake. That's how the decline is if you choose to be stuck and to stay stuck. Healthy people don't want to go there. Healthy people want the challenge. Healthy people are not afraid of taking life's tests and proving they are capable of handling them. Life's tests happen to all people on our planet. If we're to be tested, let's focus on living. Let's focus on tossing the vinyl records out and start streaming our music. It may not be a walk in the park, but it's something we can do one day at a time, perhaps 1 hour at a time, or even 1 minute at a time. Do it and repeat. Do it and repeat. That's the recipe. What's it like to live? Poet E.E. Cummings offers this advice. May my heart always be open to little birds who are the secrets of living. Whatever they sing is better than to know, and if men should not hear them, than men are old. Never quit. Never give up. Your best days are in front of you. Believe it. If you like this podcast, please share it with a friend who walks with us on our grieving journey. Have a great day and stay strong. Never quit.